Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. This is the Ask L Show. Welcome. This is co-host Ron Lim. And the show's brought to you by Carlene's Restaurant. By the way, their bar's open 4 to 6 every night. The, what do you call that? Cocktail night. No.
Happy hour?
Happy hour! I don't drink.
Good to know that you don't participate in it.
I don't participate. And so if you're on with us, you can hear us on 96.5 FM or 1460 AM. Or 1460, KCNR1460.com. Hit the green button and you can hear us on your phone. And we are, we have a special guest tonight.
Yes, we do. And I'm Elle.
This is Elle.
By the way,
I'm okay, Elle. Joel, yours. Go for it.
Yep, I'm Elle. And we have a special guest tonight. My
Yay.
Friend, and I just love it when she comes onto the show because she always brings a lot of good stuff with her. And so this is Christy.
Hi, thank you for having me.
No, thank you so much for being here. Tonight we got a really special topic. Christy introduced me to this book called Attached. What a phenomenal topic this is. So we're going to have a lot of fun going into this.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about it yet.
Well, Attached is about how we attach in relationships. So, you know, why is it that some relationships thrive and have a clear path over a lifetime? And then why do others crash and burn? So, this book is based on the human need for attachment, and it really goes into the basic three different attachment styles. And, you know, Christy, do you want to tell us a little bit about those attachment styles or?
Sure. Okay. There's three, and we're all one of them. Apparently, 50% of the population is secure attachment. About 20 to 25% is avoidant, and the other 25% is anxious.
What was the first one?
So that's secure attachment, secure. And then there's avoidant attachment, mm-hmm. and then there is anxious attachment. Okay, and so the book investigates you know, why we have the desire. I just think that's common sense. Why do we have the desire to connect? We all want to connect. We want to make that connection with humans. You know, parent-child, it starts right out of the gate when we're in the womb. And it really goes into the three attachment styles, and there's kind of three lessons to be pulled from this book. One is that everyone needs attachment. It's a prerequisite for a happy, healthy life. There are three different attachment styles, which Christy just gave us a little bit of a summary. She's going to go in depth on these shortly for us, because she's really, I'm going to say she's the authority on this book. I read it and skimmed through it, and it's going to make a difference in how I work with people, I'm sure. And also, third is effective communications, best way to guarantee your happiness in a relationship. So, lesson one in it, attachment is a requisite for a healthy, happy life. So everyone needs it. Everybody needs it. You were saying some interesting stuff earlier, Christy, before the show, and I just love the point that you made, that this whole misconception about, what was it you said about?
The myth of codependency.
Yeah, talk about that, because that to me, I love what this book had to say about it, and talk a little bit about that if you can.
Yeah, so as everyone knows, everybody's heard the word codependent. It's used all over. It's used a lot in addiction programs, and it's often used in relationships. It's thrown around a lot, and it makes those of us who crave attachment feel bad about ourselves, like we are deficient in something, we're needy. But this book really helped me to realize that feeling attached to somebody, or the desire to feel attached to somebody, is it's innate. It's biological. It was our means for survival at one time, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's who we are. We're mammals, and I think we need to own it.
Yeah, we have a genetic disposition. Mm-hmm. We all carry it in us. It comes with a lot of benefits, and one of the benefits is, like, for example, this book talks about this. You know what? before we go any further, who are the authors of the book? Is called Attached, and the authors are
Amir Levine and Rachel Heller.
Yeah. So if you want to get the book, and then also I put on my Facebook page, Ask Elle, on my Facebook page, there's a test you can take to determine what attachment style you are. So the book talks about, for example, when women hold their partner's hand in a stressful situation, you know, there's a reason for that. It calms her down. I think I've talked in here before about how important it is to touch a woman, but when you hold a woman's hand in a stressful situation, it calms her down. And similarly, in a bad relationship, it can make you physically ill. So it can give you high blood pressure. It can be a predecessor for bringing on illnesses. So this whole concept of attachment, it's bred into us. So anything that sparking anything for you, what I'm saying, anything you want to talk about?
Yeah. Well, hand-holding, touch, we all need that. When you have an anxious attached partner, and you may be able to figure it out just based on the criteria for anxious, avoidant, and secure. But anxious people are generally, they need a lot of reassurance. They need a lot of touch. They need a lot of connection. They need you there in person, in the flesh. It's often women, but sometimes men. And just giving them that little bit of reassurance, holding their hand in a restaurant, can keep the anxiety at bay and the acting out at bay. Men, are you listening? Hold your girl's hand. Give her a hug. Squeeze her thigh. Give her that reassurance that you care about her, and it'll calm the anxious.
Yeah.
And it'll keep her emotions level so that she's feeling you've got her. And vice versa for men. If men are anxious attached, send her the text, I'm thinking about you. With avoidance, it's harder. They try to keep their autonomy and their independence, and they don't want that infringed upon, and they have a protective layer up where they feel threatened and feel suffocated if somebody gets too close, and that's a harder barrier. So if you're in a relationship with somebody that's putting that wall up with you, that's a tough one, but, you know, you can break it if it's the right person.
That's one thing that I liked about the book, is there's hope. You can change your attachment style. Does the book talk about, I skimmed through it, listened to it on audio intermittently. So, but does it go into what causes different types of attachment styles?
It does. A lot of it's believed to be from childhood. If you had a more tumultuous childhood or there was a parent missing, you might be avoidant or anxious because you don't know what's up or down. You are always on edge. You don't know if the person's going to leave you. And if you have a fear of abandonment, you're either going to become avoidant and keep people at bay, or you're going to become anxious and be on edge all the time that they're going to leave you and try to overcompensate by holding on too tight until the relationship explodes because the person feels suffocated by you. Sometimes it's past relationships that cause your attachment style. Maybe you've been broken.
Adulthood doesn't always necessarily mean childhood.
No,
it can happen. Attachment issues can happen in adulthood.
Bad marriage, yeah.
So the age you're at or the time of your life you're at can affect.
Absolutely. When you're 20, it can be vastly different from when you're 50.
Go from one to the other.
Not generally overnight, from what I've read, but over time it can change form, based on your relationships and what.
Are there forms in between each one?
Yeah, well, we all strive to be secure. I mean, I'm anxious, and I would love to be secure, so I'm working on that. I work on it every day, and I'm much better now than I was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep working on it. And once you identify it in yourself, take the test. It's super easy. Yeah. It's super fun. And it's fun to do it on your partner or have your partner take it or you both take it. Or someone you know even that you, a girl you want or a guy you want and you know their personality. Maybe they're a friend. It's a lot of fun. And once you identify it, that's when you can work on it.
Yeah. A friend of mine just told me today that she saw your post, and she did the test, and she said that she thinks she's the anxious type.
Yep,
that seems to be a big one. I've gotten several private messages from people that took the test on my Facebook page, sending me what what their test results were. A lot of anxious. I don't even know that I've gotten one avoidant one. So anxious, the anxious attachment style, you know, just to sum up what I'm getting out of what you're saying is that you're going to spend a lot of time worrying about whether your partner loves you.
Yeah. Do they love me? Are they going to leave me? You're preoccupied with the relationship. You always think you're doing something wrong. You try to give them their way to not make waves, which is damaging, you know.
Are they spending enough time with you?
Yep. You feel insecure often. You need a lot of reassurance. And
what about worrying about what's going on when they're not with you or when they don't call you back?
Oh, yeah. The 3-hour wait for the text. All of a sudden, the mind's going wild.
What about the emojis?
In the emoji. He didn't put an emoji. He doesn't love me anymore.
He left off this time. Why?
Oh, yeah. And then if you get really bad, he's with another girl. She's bent over a couch somewhere. Like, your mind can go really all over the place.
Okay. Well, it's time for the break. So, everybody, come on back, and we'll continue.
You and I. We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is.
Dust off your lederhosen for the return of Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 15th. It's fun for the whole family with live music, games, beer, food, and most importantly, the costume contest. Purchase tickets and learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Dust off your lederhosen for the return of Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 15th. It's fun for the whole family with live music, games, beer, food, and most importantly, the costume contest. Purchase tickets and learn more at turtlebay.org.
There I am, listening to the music again. Hey, welcome back to the Ask L Show. This is Ron Lim, co-host. Thank you for joining us, or if you haven't, please do join us. Our number is 530-605-4567. Deja Vu is our sponsor, one of our sponsors,
one
and Carlene's is the other. They have a great happy hour.
Yeah,
full
bar.
Yeah, full bar. Don't forget the Deja
Vu. Phenomenal food.
Great food.
Phenomenal dinner.
Deja Vu has great lunches and breakfast, and Deja Brew to the left, remember?
Good coffee.
Yes, and so we're going to go back
In. Yeah.
Tell us about what we were just talking about.
If you're just now joining us, we're reviewing the book. Our friend Christy is in the studio with us. She turned us on to this book called Attach. It's phenomenal. This book is going to really be a part of what I do working with people. And so the book Attached covers the different attachment styles and how these impact relationships. So you attach in one of 3 ways. You either have an anxious attachment, or you have an avoidant attachment, or you have a secure attachment. And what we were talking about right before we left is that if you have an anxious attachment style, you're typically going to spend a lot of time worrying about whether or not your partner loves you. Are they spending enough time with you? What's going on when they're not with you? What's happening when they don't call you back? Any deviations from any kind of normal pattern that they have with you, that's going to create a lot of anxiety. And then from that anxiety, there will be a lot of behavioral blowback from it. In trying to quiet that internal anxiety that you're experiencing from that. Does that sound about right, Christy?
Yeah, that sounds really accurate. I think Liam actually said something pretty enlightening earlier on that.
You did, Liam.
Liam, our producer here.
And I got to tell you, Liam, this guy has so much wisdom for his age.
Yeah, I know. Old soul.
Old soul.
Knows the good music.
Well, so what I said earlier, you know how like there's like the crazy ex-girlfriend kind of...
Yep.
No.
I don't have one of those.
I've never had
well,
one of those.
Anyways, I can say that I would think that generally, like, the crazy ex-girlfriend is just someone with an anxious attachment style, and when their needs aren't met and they're not constantly being reassured, they have to get that attention and validation, mm-hmm. like, in any way possible, mm-hmm. and a lot of times that's, like, when you see, like, crazy outbursts or whatever.
The crazy comes out.
Yeah. That's my two cents.
It's noisy. It's very
that's what
noisy.
Babies mm-hmm. do, don't they? I want my milk.
It is. Actually, that's a great point.
Right?
I want that bottle.
Yep. It's acting out. I think, Elle, you told me the other day when we were talking and I was having an issue I needed your advice with. You said, Christy, you need to quiet the voices.
Yeah.
And that's why you question so much or poke so much because you're not getting the reassurance that you need. And the voices, the synapses are firing all over. Like Liam was saying, the crazy girl outburst.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think if you're trying to approach that in a relationship, the healthy way to go about it would be say like, hey, like I need reassurance. Can you reassure me right now? That's healthy.
And simple.
Yep.
And simple and easy and it's not taxing.
Us guys can't read minds.
I like that.
Yeah. I like that, too.
We can't read minds.
No.
No.
We expect us to, though.
We think that you should, because...
you should know what's wrong
know.
With me.
You didn't get the handbook?
No, I'm going to have to get that.
So, avoidant... There's avoidant attachment. That's the other one. And, Christy, you did a quick little summary of that in the beginning. I don't have avoidance in my notes here. So, I have secure. Can you cover avoidance? A little bit more in depth what that looks like.
Sure. Well, the whole reason I got this book, it was recommended to me by a few different people that had told me to read it because my last relationship, my partner was avoidant. And I was always on edge, walking on eggshells. I didn't it was like constant mixed messages. Didn't walk the walk, just talk the talk. And I learned a lot from this book. From the avoidant attached, they think that a close-knit relationship or close intimacy threatens their independence, their autonomy. They often see in black and white, and they come up with reasons to end the relationship. You know, if there's friction, then this isn't right. I need to get rid of this. They are constantly avoiding closeness. And they might be at war with themselves. They might really, really love you and really, really want you, but yet need to keep you at bay because they feel suffocated or threatened if you get too close. And that's a self-protection thing. It doesn't mean that they don't want you or they don't love you. It means they're self-protecting, and that's the method in which they're using, which can be extremely painful for the anxious attached who needs that reassurance.
So does the... It seems to me that the obvious hookup would be the anxious hooks up with the avoidant.
Oh, always. They attract each other like magnets. And that is your often toxic relationship. Oh, yeah, because two avoidants, there's no glue. Two avoidants are never going to get together because there is no glue to hold them together. The anxious and the avoidant are always going to get together because the anxious is going to be the glue that holds them together while the avoidant fights them.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the war and the battle that happens in those kind of relationships that can be extremely painful. So, and the avoidant is craving that the anxious is so in love with them and fawns over them and loves it and wants it, but at the same time is like, okay, whoa, you're getting too close. Back off a little there.
Does the book go into why one person becomes anxious and another person becomes avoidant? And, I mean, secure, I think, just kind of speaks for itself. You probably had a really solid childhood and solid relationships. But is there anything to say about that?
When it comes to human psychology, it's often a guessing game. There's environmental and genetic forces at play. But I think it usually reverts back to childhood and past relationships and whether or not there was the unknown. So if you weren't always secure in your childhood, you didn't know if mom was coming home, you didn't know if dad was coming back.
Which would cause the anxiety.
That would cause the anxiety or the avoidant. I'm going to protect myself. Nobody's going to hurt me. I'll hurt them before they hurt me. I don't need anyone. I only need myself. I've got this, and I don't need help from anyone. So it creates one or the other end of the spectrum. It could also be a past relationship that created that either need to self-protect and keep people at bay, or the anxiousness of, oh, my God, they're going to leave me. They're going to abandon me. A lot of times it's a fear of abandonment.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your ex-husband left you. Maybe your ex-boyfriend left you. Maybe your dad left you. Maybe your mom left you. It's a fear of the unknown and trying to control it. Like, maybe if we beg and plead and ask for that reassurance, they won't leave us. They won't
pulling on different levers.
Yeah, grasping
like
at anything.
Which lever is going to get me the response I'm looking for?
Yep. So the secure partner is kind of, that is a lot of pressures on you. If you're a secure partner and you have an avoidant or an anxious, it is up to you to create that balance, because you can absolutely have a phenomenal relationship with an anxious, attached, or avoidant. But generally, it takes a secure to create that. So if you're secure and you're with an anxious, hold her hand. Rub her and tell her you love her. Give her flowers. Text her you're thinking about her. Mm-hmm. Or him.
Let me see some notes here.
Yep, Ron.
Well, Ron, I think you're secure. I, you know, knowing, being a good friend to you and knowing you and being around you a lot, I'm just going to guess. I mean, I suppose it's wrong for me to speak for you, but
I don't know. I got to take the test.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
to my Facebook page.
Okay.
And take the test. But
next week I'll report.
Yes.
No, take it while we're on break. And report.
Is it that easy?
It's that easy. Yeah.
Oh.
I took it. I'm secure, but I don't think I've always been secure. I think that's a really recent thing for me. So you can grow and change, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yep. Is it mostly guys, women, half and half?
From my experience and from reading the book, I would say that avoidant is more of a male trait, but not always. And anxious is predominantly female, but not always. But I think a lot of that might have to do also in part to the things Elle has talked about before, with men needing to solve their own problems, you know, just the general nature of male versus female.
Mm-hmm. That's probably a lot of why I may feel a little more secure, because I've done so much studying about the male dynamic and the female dynamic that I kind of lay that over how I'm dealing with people, and just sort of through that lens. Oh, okay. This person needs to go away, needs to process, needs to be in their cave for a little bit. That's not personal. It's not toward me. But if I was anxious, I'd be like, where are you going? Why are you doing that? I'm knocking on the door, following around, and that might create more issues.
Yep.
I think that it's time to take a break.
It is.
Okay. Oh. Thank you, Liam.
Break time. We'll be right back, folks.
Goldleaf Nursery Fall Sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon to box tree size, and 50% off selected shrubs and trees. Just in time for the fall planting. At Goldleaf Nursery, we have a beautiful selection of garden concrete fountains and statuary. And all statuary is on sale. 20% off. Don't miss out on this 40 to 50% off shrub and tree sale. Goldleaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, B&T Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. B&T Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Whether it's harvest theme or Halloween, decorate your home for the fall with Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture with vintage holiday decor. There's lots of Halloween decorations to choose from, plus clothing and costume jewelry, including earrings, necklaces, pins, and rings. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Ask L Show. This is Ron Lim, co-host. We have a special guest tonight with us, Christy. And
we're
brought to you by Carlene's Restaurant. Great food, 4 to 6 happy hours. They have a really nice bar.
Phenomenal food. Incredible.
You can get great breakfast, great lunch. We do that all the time.
Great coffee.
And great coffee. Turn to the left. There's Deja Brew.
Yeah.
And if you're listening and you haven't called in yet, the number is 530-605-4567. And text us at
707-499-8999.
One more time.
707-499-8999. If you have any questions, comments, criticisms, I will not read over the air, but
and if you,
no, then, I will.
Okay. If you don't have a pen and pencil, come back.
Yeah. So okay. If you're just now joining us, we are discussing the book Attached by, who's that by again? I can't read it from here.
Amir Levine and Rachel Heller. It looks like a doctor and...
Yeah. Incredible book. It's easy to read. It's quick reading. It puts a great new perspective on, an old, psychological concept of how we attach in our relationships. And Christy, thank you for bringing that. Liam, you brought up such a great, you shared us a little bit of a story while we were on break, and I kind of want to put you on the spot and ask you to share that.
Okay, so like when I met my girlfriend like a year and a half ago, I was very like anxious, avoidant. And I didn't want her to like see all of me. Because like everyone else, like we've all made some like pretty gross mistakes. Like everyone makes some mistakes that we're ashamed of or whatever. But over time, as I opened up with her and became more, like naked in a sense, she didn't want to leave me. Like she loved me for it. And that really helped me feel secure in like myself. So, yeah.
So how did you make that transition from, protecting yourself?
Mm-hmm.
To feeling like you could open up?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. The growth of the relationship.
Yeah, as the relationship progressed, I just got more comfortable. But, mm-hmm. I mean, it was messy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just because I was stupid and insecure.
And you're young.
Yeah.
I mean...
I guess that's true.
That's okay. You're still
learning. An old soul in a young body. Yeah. Liam, I'm just so impressed with who you are as a person.
You're way ahead of me there, Liam.
Yeah. It's amazing. How old are you?
18.
Almost 19. I cannot believe it.
2 months.
Yeah. Yeah. He's an old soul.
So insightful.
Yeah.
Is he?
He
oh
really is.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he says things all the time that I'm like, wait, what did you say? Say that again.
How old are you, really?
Wow. And I think maybe what, am I wrong, but she gave you a safe space.
She did.
With which to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And once you were vulnerable and she stayed with you.
She has been so patient and gentle with me. It's amazing.
Yep.
Yeah.
She, yeah.
Sounds like you're that for her as well.
I can be. Not always. Oh, Lord.
Since you've been on our show, right? No. So I got a text that during break, so I'm going to read the text. And it says, which I think is a really good point, it's from Eric. Codependent people attract opposites in a symbiotic relationship until one of them grows and the other falls out of the range of what the other person is looking for. I think that's realistic. You know, you're in a relationship, you two people come together, you've got the avoidant, you've got the anxious attachment, they come together, and eventually there is the potential for growth, and one just grows and the other one falls out of mm-hmm. that. So, you know,
agreed.
That's a good point.
Yeah, there's always, if the bond is strong enough, you can get through it.
If you're committed to working through it, yeah. And communication in the book does talk about it. We may not get to that tonight. We'll probably continue this book onto next week's show because there's so much in it. It's just rich. A lot of meat on the bones of this book.
Your avoided one didn't work out so well.
No. I thought I hang on.
I tried to fix him.
Yep, I was going to try to fix him, and I thought he needed my love, but his self-protective shield was just too strong. I couldn't penetrate it, and it got to the point where it was too painful for me to keep trying.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I finally, when I stepped back, realized that I didn't realize how miserable I was trying so hard.
Yeah, it's keeping you busy.
But Ron was there for me. He helped counsel me.
Yeah,
good guy.
Even with videos.
Oh, you sent her videos to watch.
I did.
He did.
That's awesome, Ron. Used them.
Ron gets a bad rap, but he's a good guy. I'm telling you this. He is a good guy. Solid.
Oh, sounds silly, but I just want to share this because I started going to counseling after, you know, various relationships and some trauma with the narcissist that we talked about before. Well, my counselor actually, when I was fretting over something, she sent me the link to the Frozen theme song, Let It Go. And she said, this is the real deal, girl. And I played it, and oh my word, did it lift my spirits and changed my whole perspective for the day.
Okay, now we're going to all go download that song, Let It Go.
I kid you not. Let It Go. For the anxious attached, play that video, put it on your save list.
Yeah.
I must have watched that thing 24 times. Every time I started to unravel, I would watch the Let It Go song. So I promise you.
I got to know what's in that song.
So all of my anxious friends out there.
Just send them
Let
a song.
It go.
Let it go. Put it on your playlist.
Let it go.
Yep.
Well, the head gets, you know, I one of my favorite things I wish I could take credit for is don't believe everything you think.
Yes.
And the anxious, I've been in that anxious place. I think that I was in a 20-year marriage that, you know, the marriage was actually a wonderful marriage, except during the times where he relapsed into his addiction issues. And then that became a situation that created anxiety in me and uncertainty and unpredictability and powerlessness and helplessness. So I think that created an anxious attachment style or aggravated a pre-existing, I don't know.
Absolutely, because you didn't know what was going to come next.
So it created this sort of inner turmoil in me that became a pattern for me. And I've been divorced now 10 years, and I purposely took time to sit with my stuff. I was going to say a cuss word, but, you know, to just sit with my stuff. And that was not easy. That was painful.
Yeah.
But going back to the point of maybe it doesn't always happen in childhood, although it could have with me, but sometimes relationships later in life, 20 years of being in a situation and you know, we have a mutual friend that's been in a 28-year relationship was horrific. That's a lot of brainwashing.
That
can change you, and it takes a little bit of course correcting there. So we've gone over a little bit. We've gone over anxious attachment style. We've gone over avoidance attachment style. So what does the secure attachment style look like? And so what I have in my notes is it does strike the ideal balance between I love this. Caring enough and not worrying too much.
Yes.
You care enough and you don't worry too much. So relationships, you don't look at relationships. I'm looking at you, Ron, because I know you. You don't look at relations. I don't know, because I just feel like you fit this one. I feel like
well,
you fit this
attachment style. Now that you're talking about it, I'm thinking,
you had a great
sound
childhood.
A lot like me.
Yeah. Yep. It is like you. So you feel comfortable with intimacy, comfortable sharing feelings. You're not constantly stressing about it. You can read between the lines. You can judge your partner well, and you don't sweat it.
I certainly don't do that.
No. All of that. I mean, do you feel like that describes you? At any rate, whether it describes you or not, that's my opinion, but
I'm sure I'm not the anxious type.
You're not.
Sure I'm not that.
From what I've observed, you're not. Yeah. And I feel like I'm a pretty good, you know, I can assess pretty quickly.
Well, what's
pretty
Christy
well.
Think?
Yeah, what do you think, Christy?
I think Ron's secure.
Yeah.
When I first met him, I had thought he might be avoidant because he was always busy all the time. And there's that, what is it, where you're trying to keep busy all the time when you're...
Alcoholic.
You're basically, you're hiding behind the blanket of busyness. Like you're constantly running away from anything close. But I know Ron well now. I've known him for a couple of years. And he's not. He just loves life, and
he's retired.
Yeah.
Oh, you
yeah.
worked hard. You did your working hard.
Yeah. So I'm just living.
And he loves intimacy. He does not run from it. He is absolutely open to it, and he's open to closeness. And he's a deep thinker and all of that. So
connector. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wish I was secure like you. You need to teach
me
how to be out.
I'm trying, Christy.
You and Elle are both secure, and here I'm over here anxious.
I don't think I always was secure, though. I think that anxious was probably something I had to work through without realizing I was working through it. So the secure partner, I'm just going to keep going on my notes here. The secure partner says the best predictor of a happy relationship. Two secure partners rarely run into problems. Those are the couples that you hear about that say, we don't argue. We don't argue. They don't sweat it. They sort it out. They talk about it. They're healthy. They communicate it well. And other people are like, oh, BS. People always argue. But, yeah, that's what that reminds me of.
So does the secure go well with either one, anxious or
Well, they certainly.
Or
yeah.
another secure.
Well, two secure together. Oh, my gosh. But, you know, absolutely, the secure can help to regulate and balance.
Well, I'm going to start passing out the test.
You should.
Before I can take you to dinner, I need you to fill this.
Before you get in my plane.
Again,
if you, I did put the test on my Facebook page, which is Ask Elle. Mm-hmm. You can easily, sometimes my Facebook page doesn't come up for people, but you can easily find it if you go to Ron Lim's page. I'm friends with him.
Yep.
Go on there. It's in there somewhere, probably three or four posts down. Mm-hmm. You can take the test and love to hear back from you.
Oh, I'm going
to
take it. No, you can count on it. I'm going to take it.
So, what do you got, Christy?
You look like you're going to say something.
I'm doing that thing with my mouth that apparently I do when I'm holding back. Well, I just want people to know that, like, for the longest time, I thought I was needy or clingy or had something wrong with me. The anxious attached is often not feeling completely happy or fulfilled unless they're in a relationship. And with today's movement, the new movement of independent women and women don't need a man and we can do everything a man can do and that whole masculine thing of women.
Oh, you can't parallel park.
Yeah, sorry. Well, that.
What'd you say? You can't parallel park.
Yeah, no, I can't parallel park. That's true.
See, we're good for something.
You are good for something.
I can parallel park.
I can't, and I'm really bad with directions. I have female traits.
I have Siri, and Siri is like, gives me directions in north, south, east, and west. I'm like, Siri.
No, left or right.
Yeah.
That's it.
Give me signposts. Tell me what the building is on the end of the street.
I'm not looking up at the sun.
Go right.
I'm not finding a compass.
Don't tell me north, south, east,
It sounds like you have your Siri set to man mode.
It is. It's a plot.
Good thing as a pilot, I know northeast.
Yeah, you would know. You should
well,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get lost in Enterprise. I can't find Target. Costco.
So we're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back.
All right. Be sure you hang on. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, we're back with the Ask Elle Show. This is co-host Ron Lim. We're having a great time. Hope you've been listening in. Come in at KCNR1460.com or call. In fact, we are going to have this last quarter of the hour, we're going to do call-ins. So please call in if you have questions, you want to say something. We're opening this up for calls. And that number again is 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567. And our show is brought to you by Carlene's Restaurant. Great food for dinners and Deja Vu, along with Deja Brew, if you like coffee.
Love their coffee. Yeah. Their coffee is amazing. Best coffee I've had anywhere.
It is very good.
In Redding. And I go to a lot of coffee shops.
She does.
I've hit most of
them. Every morning, 5 o'clock, who's open? I know Deja Vu Brew's not open then, but I go in and I have coffee there.
Well, so yeah. So we're waiting
people
for
can
calls.
Text in, too.
Text in, too.
Yeah, 707-499-8999. If you're shy and you don't want to call in, you can text in. And in the meantime,
Or you can just leave me a message and I'll...
Or leave a message.
Oh, you can leave a message. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Liam. So... My notes that I took on the book say that an anxious person should not date an avoidant person. I think that's kind of obvious, right? but you're naturally attracted to each other, right? An anxious person. Why is that?
Well,
I mean, I can guess, but I want to know what the book says.
Because somebody who's avoidant and has their protective shell up loves it when somebody comes up and wants them.
Yeah.
And wants them bad and craves them.
They like that way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Way. And the anxious person loves that he or she was able to get the difficult target that has that hard shell up. And he let her
strokes.
In. Yeah. It's
getting
like
strokes.
Oh, yeah. And once you get those strokes, you... you get a high and you get a sense of purpose and you're like, he just needs love. I can fix him. I can crack that shell, you know? And he's like, wow, as standoffish as I am, she really loves me anyway. And I really haven't given her a lot of reason to. So they attract each other, you know?
I kind of get that. There's been a few times, not very often, but where I've seen somebody that seemed like a challenge. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's challenge. A challenge. There was something about that seemed exciting. But after a little bit, you're just like, F you. I'm over it.
Yeah.
Is the challenge the same thing as I want to fix him?
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe.
All kind of the same?
I think so. I think that's a lot to do with. I know for me, I've had friends point out that I will say no to almost everyone until I find the golden goose, so to speak, and I will find the most difficult person that is the hardest challenge, and I will be like, oh, they just need me to love them. I'm going to fix them.
Okay, well, that brings up a question. Christy, can I ask you a personal question?
Of course.
That dynamic that you just explained there, mm-hmm. you know, I'm going to fix them and they just need love. Is there something about that that is familiar to something from your past, like growing up? Did you have that?
You know, I haven't really been able to pinpoint the need for the challenge or finding the unconventional man that is a taming the beast. Part of it is a feminine female thing. I'm a very feminine person.
Yeah.
I own my womanhood and I don't try to be a badass bee, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I get that.
So part of that is femininity, and I like very masculine men, and masculine men tend to be, more often than not, avoidant. And so that seems to be what I'm attracted to, and more of a challenge.
Okay, I want to throw a spin on that, because masculine men are also super focused mm-hmm. on whatever it is they're trying to produce, whatever result. They're going after a result. Yep. They have something to produce. They're super focused on what it is that they're going after. I've got to, because that's where their safety is. Can I produce the results that I want? I'm going to focus on this. I'm going to pick this. And I'm going to, and this is now what I'm doing.
That's not
and
a
that
lot.
Can
yeah.
seem mm-hmm. like they're avoiding or detached, but really, there's focus, and to us as women, it's like, oh, well, you went away. Where'd you go?
Oh, the most avoidant are very focused hunters
yes.
and very focused pursuers. So, like I was saying, the type of men that I seem to be drawn to are extremely focused on me and extremely they pursue me hard. But the problem is once it gets too close, then it's like, wait a minute.
Okay, so there's that extra little dynamic in there of,
right.
okay, now that I've got you, I don't, now you're too close.
Yeah, now that I think about it, since I've known you, that's
yep.
kind of...
How long have you guys known each other?
A few years.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah,
there's
but
a lot of history
I
there.
Know this, it's always the big challenge.
Oh, yeah.
And because, you know what, you have so many guys pursuing you.
Well, she's gorgeous.
Yeah. And the only ones that stick out are the ones that are just, they got to be hyper-focused for you.
Oh, they do.
Everybody else is just, you know.
I'm a brat. They have to pursue me
yeah,
hard.
You are.
they
you
are.
A brat.
I need maximum effort.
Yes.
yes.
Beyond maximum.
Yeah.
At so least. In a way, you're attracting this type.
Yes. She does.
You know, I can go back to my childhood. I was raised by my father, by a man. I didn't have a mom around, so maybe I picked up something of, you know, the male dynamic there by being raised by my father, who is a phenomenal father.
Okay.
I don't really feel slighted not having a mother around because he was so great, but I definitely have a different way of thinking and being than most females. That I seem to feel like the fish out of water all the time. Like, I don't think like them often. I never quite know why. But it could have something to do with that.
You don't think like women? Is that what you mean?
No, I do think like women, but it's in a different, like, Ron talks about, like, oh, women, if a woman sees you with another woman, they want you more. They want to beat you. If a man that seems attracted to me is attracted to another woman, I want nothing
yeah,
to do with
out.
Him.
Yeah, you're out.
I'm out.
Same.
I'm the princess.
You're done.
Yes, you are.
Stick a fork
princess.
In it. You're done.
Yep. She is definitely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that makes sense. You're raised by your dad. You're the princess. That makes a lot of sense. To me, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So I don't know if I don't know.
I was just curious. So I'm sorry if that was putting you on the spot.
No, not at all. Yeah.
She's pretty open. Yeah,
I'm very open. You can ask me anything.
Anything.
Anything. Probably not on the air, but.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Over lunch.
Over lunch.
All right, so there you have it. Text in and ask her anything.
We'll text you back.
Yeah. I got a text.
Okay, what?
It's from Joni on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. And all she sent was a bullseye.
So bullseye? What's that mean?
It means we're hitting the mark.
We're hitting the mark.
We are on target.
Ron, you got a text, too.
I do. Katie says, "This show sounds awesome. Love the subject."
Aww.
Yeah. Katie, Heavenly Donuts.
Katie.
Oh, were you anonymous, Katie?
We love Katie. Yeah, she's awesome. Katie. So, and
she
we'll
was
probably
a,
continue. Yes, she was. And I did so much fun with her.
She's very sweet. I liked listening to her. Yeah.
Yeah. She's so sweet and fun.
Oh, somebody's calling.
There goes
is that
the
for
phone.
Us, Liam?
You sound a little desperate.
I want a phone call. All right. Next week, all my friends
are
going to call.
Are you being anxious right now?
I'm changing from secure to
anxious attachment.
Can I do it over?
Well, I think she texted back at 3 hours. What's she doing? She doesn't like me anymore. She found another guy.
When did the emojis stop?
Huh?
When did the emojis stop?
Oh, God. The emojis are the never-ending back and forth, because if one sends a heart, then you have to send a
right,
heart,
exactly.
Or you're not reciprocating
exactly.
The heart. If you have sent a smiley face and the other doesn't, then what's wrong with her? Oh, gosh, the emojis.
I think a lot of this just has to do with who you pick. Who you pick as a person. So, if you're an anxious person...
We have a Renee on the phone.
Hi, Renee.
An anonymous
Hi.
Renee.
Anonymous
we don't
Renee.
Know from where. Hi, Renee.
Anonymous Renee. Hi, how are you guys doing?
Oh, my
are
God,
you calling
that
from
accent.
Missouri?
I am from Missouri. I just want to call and tell you I'm so enjoying your show. Oh, my gosh, you guys are going to help so many people. The show gives me goosebumps.
Oh.
Thank you.
So, I'm that anxious person. I am... attract crazy people like a shark in the water, and trying to get better, and hopefully I might find the right person, then I won't be that anxious person. It's just so hard, you know, after I was married to a narcissist for 28 years, and
that's rough.
You know, you just get accustomed to a certain way of life, and so then when you go out on the dating site, it's hard to find somebody because you're so used to craziness, you know?
Right. And, you know, the good news is the book says that if just one partner in the relationship is secure, doesn't have to be both, just one, the relationship can work. So that's the good news. The secure person is going to really hold the space for the growth in the relationship. So that's good news. And you sound like an absolute sweetheart, Renee.
Yeah.
I think what you guys are doing, though, is showing that there's hope. For
there's
people that
hope.
You have anxious first, you know, that they can finally get it right and not, you know.
We'll get into that next week, too. We're going to have to continue this on till next week. There's so much in this book. There's so much meat in this book, and we're getting so much good feedback. And
awesome. I finally got my book today. I got to go get it out of the D.O. box.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yay, Renee. You have the most beautiful voice,
doesn't she?
Oh, thank
goodness.
You. I appreciate
You'll
that.
You'll have to be a guest on our show sometime.
Yes.
Oh, I'd love to. But keep up the good work. I'm telling you, you guys are doing something. This is awesome.
Thank you, Renee.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
So I do think that's interesting that the book does state that you can be one secure person in the relationship, and the relationship can work. Mm-hmm. That's super hopeful. So that means that even if you're anxious or avoidant, I would probably guess more anxious. I don't know. That the secure person is going to hold that space for you to sort out and help you work through.
So since we figured out I'm a secure one.
You are secure.
I can.
Oh, yeah. You can take care of business, Ron, with anyone. We didn't even get into the rebound effect with the anxious and avoidant, because when it goes back to, you know, you broke up with the person and 2 months later there's the I miss you phone call. The insecure one is going to be thinking of all the good times and throwing in the back of their head the bad stuff and not remembering it.
I do that.
Yeah, I do that. I know somebody.
I do that. So I just want to say, I got a text really quick. It's anonymous, that's saying that, she likes what she's saying.